When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome to the American Arts and Culture View podcast. Guess what, gang? Since Whit believes in the pandemic, he gave himself COVID.
Rod so. Gave me COVID, yeah.
I didn't give anybody, I didn't do that.
Oh cool, Rod's a COVID denier.
No. So Rod's a COVID giver and a liar?
He's a COVID giver and denier at the same time. Weird.
Why do you think I gave you
Here's
COVID?
What I think. Rod's the only person I know with COVID.
I had COVID last December.
Yep. Exactly. So I think Rod gave me some COVID while I was asleep. He came and sprinkled that crap on me. And he gave me a little COVID dose.
You think I did that?
Out of spite and rage because I made fun of you too hard.
Mm-hmm. Heads up, gang. The episode might sound a little cruddy because Whit has all the recording equipment at his place, and I don't want to be near his COVID ass, so I don't want to go pick it up.
Yeah, Rod's COVID ass, I mean, but yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm fine. Right. But what, Rod?
Okay, well, no, I mean, I don't think I didn't sprinkle COVID on you. I didn't.
While I was asleep, yeah, you did, because, dude, I remember one night I was asleep, and I remember Rod was standing there. And you were sprinkling something on me. And I said, that can't be COVID. I just went back to sleep because I didn't, you know, I figured it wouldn't be. I don't know what it was. But it turned out it was COVID. So now I have it.
I mean, I don't remember that happening.
To be honest, I don't even necessarily believe that I have COVID.
Can you tell me what happened exactly? We were all in the car together.
We all were driving around together. And then me, Rod, Clay, and Bud. And then I got home, felt fine. Next day, I feel sleepy, but also like, you know, whatever. That's not unlikely. Went skating all day. Then I took a COVID test that evening. It was negative. Next morning, I wake up and I feel fine. I have a runny nose.
Right.
It's not rare for me to have a runny nose. I get a runny nose a few times a year. Anyway, then I got tested, and yeah, I tested positive. Called my doc, said, "Doc, I got COVID."
You got your doc on your phone?
Yeah. My doc FaceTimes me. He said, "What's the symptoms?" I tell him. He goes, "Yeah, just quarantine for 10 days or whatever. Quarantine for however many days, the 10 days. And I say, "But doc, should I get tested again? Because none of my friends got COVID. My girlfriend doesn't even have it. Nobody's got it that I've talked to or been around." And he said, "Yeah, man, just fucking quarantine. Who cares? Just quarantine." And I said, "But I don't think I got it, doc." And he goes, "Fuck off, quarantine, bitch."
Yes, I like this doctor.
This is a good doctor.
Dr. Scrappy.
Sounds like Dr. Dre with the
Dr. Swearing. Scrappy? Like Scrappy Doo?
Yeah, it's just Scrappy Doo. He basically said the deal is that if you got it, you got it. If you don't got it, it's fine. Just quarantine. Right. And he said, just wait 10 days and then you're pretty much fine forever is kind of his attitude. And I'm not trying to spread misinformation. So take that with a grain of salt. But he said, just give yourself a peace of mind and quarantine for 10 days. And then after that, even if you still got COVID or whatever, you can't spread it to anybody. Did they tell you this, Rod, when you?
When I had COVID, basically a person from like the city would call you and they tell you like.
Because that's the olden days.
Yeah, it's back in the olden days. And they were like, okay, if it's been 10 days, you're allowed to go back to work if your symptoms haven't gotten worse.
Right.
And my symptoms never got worse. They just kind of.
Rod, I could be wrong. Didn't your doctor also tell you to save some of the COVID and put it like place it in a black bag and only use it if one of your friends pisses you off?
Makes fun of you. Specifically, I remember the doctor said makes fun of you.
Well, I asked the doctor if that was a good idea, and he did not.
He didn't say yes or no. So you're
They didn't confirm or deny that that was a bad idea.
Well, that's kind of messed up. I would never do that. And I literally can't because Rod's already had COVID. So it'd be really hard to get him COVID again.
Even though you really want to.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm just pissed off. Like, none of y'all got it. Obviously, Rod didn't get it. Nobody I know got it. And I don't feel super sick or nothing.
Right.
So, like, I'm annoyed that, like, why do I gotta get it?
Right. When you were doing,
would you be less annoyed if one of us got it also?
Yes, we could quarantine together as friends.
Right, we can.
Oh,
we can hang around at Witt's house. Yeah, have a slumber party at Witt's house. I just spit on the wall.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great to have a 10-day slumber party?
Oh my god.
We get pizza every night. Oh, geez.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's the hardest part of this. Is all I want to do is eat stuffed crust.
I mean, are you getting a lot of deliveries now?
I got a bunch of groceries delivered because I'm trying to eat clean. Because I'm convinced that like if I eat too much bad food, I'll get actually sick or something.
Right.
But yeah, it's annoying that nobody else got it. But I'm happy that I'm especially happy. You and Bud didn't get it with asthma or whatever. That's supposed to be bad for COVID.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's like the main problem is actually like believing in all this junk is like what is the biggest, you know, way to get it.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. I like how all these like fucking apes back in Alabama, like these, all of our friends who are dumb, who can just like, do crazy stuff and maybe it takes them like 10 months to get COVID.
Yeah. It's wild. It's kind of crazy that it's taken me so long, to be honest. I've traveled. I did those shows in New York. I did talk to my doctor that I was like, I guess maybe my vaccine is worn off by now. And he goes, no, it hasn't worn off. You idiot. You fool.
Yeah. Wow. He's like this doctor.
That is kind of how he talks to me. He's like, that's not how vaccines work, man. You dummy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, how am I? He goes, you're better off now that you got it, to be honest. Like, you're handling it fine. That means that you'll be fine in the future. Just like, it's probably, honestly, I'm a little bit relieved that I got it. Like, okay, cool. I finally got this stupid bullshit.
What if you get long COVID and your butt falls off in like 4 months?
That's true. That would be awful. I mean, part of me, I'm still a little bit in denial that I have it.
Yeah. I mean, you'll never really know.
Because I had the negative and the positive test. I had two tests, one, and they're 50-50.
Yeah, the same thing happened to Elon Musk.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, but which was which? Like,
I think he just kept taking more tests and he just kept getting a positive or a negative. And he was like, what's going on here? And he didn't.
He said, no, what he said, what the deuce?
He did say what the deuce.
Like, because he loves Stewie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Burakasha.
Do you think it'd be cool if Elon Musk met Stewie?
Oh, I wouldn't want it. All the evil concoctions they would come up with.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. Be terrifying.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. What do y'all think? Do y'all think I got this crap?
I think you did. Because you're telling me that you had symptoms, and then the next day you went and you tested positive, and then you're done. It's like you're vaccinated, man. It's not gonna kick your ass. You're 19 years old and you weigh 102 pounds. Like you're fine.
True. You know what my, you know what really sparked my concern off was on Monday morning. I slept until like almost 9 o'clock, and I could have stayed asleep. And I woke up and I was like, well, I got to get out of bed. And I was like, why am I sleepy? Crazy, dude. I slept so good. What the fuck? And then I was like, oh my God, I have COVID.
Well, you also sleep good. Like if you spend a weekend with Rod and the first night you're away from him, you're like, right. You let your guard down a little bit. So that could be what happened.
That's true. Sleeping in fear every night is really not good for you. And yeah. Guess what? Rod sprinkled COVID on me in my sleep. And so that's how.
So it's not unwarranted that you stress slept.
I didn't. I'm going to say I didn't do that.
Right.
Well, okay, Rod. Yeah, sure thing, bud.
I didn't do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how you sprinkle COVID.
I guarantee if we look through his search history right now, we would find how to sprinkle COVID. You're telling us that you didn't.
Please don't look through my search history.
You're telling us that you did not keep a little bag of COVID to prank one of your friends with.
Like I'm at home like coughing into a bag.
Yeah,
just spitting into a
bag.
Bag
of COVID.
I mean, I didn't do that.
All right.
There's no way you could prove I did.
Okay.
I also have Rod's search history here, and he hits. There's so many hits for Mr. Skin websites and entries that it's just gonna take me forever. I'm still 5 minutes in, and it's new every.
I want to do Mr. Skin. I want to do Mr. Skin, but for pornos instead of movies. Is every time a porn star gets naked in a porno.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can skip the boring stuff.
Get that right way you know you exactly see. When yeah where exactly. to go. Oh, yeah, but we love it. I watched Lord of the Rings 2, some of it last night, and we all watched the first Lord of the Rings together. That shit is good as fuck. And then now this second one, I'm like, holy fucking hell! I had to pause it last night because I was getting sleepy and wasn't paying attention all the way, and I was like, I need to save this for tomorrow.
Seems like it is awesome. Seems like you still have these COVID symptoms. You're getting sleepy?
Well, it was like late. It was like
it's a very long movie, and if you watch it late at night, it's hard.
Right, wait. Do you get sleepy at night?
Oh, yeah.
That's a big symptom.
Especially if I'm in bed.
Do you get like sleepy when it's like dark and it's like laid out?
Yeah.
And you're in bed?
Like, let's say like it's 11 p.m., right?
Oh yeah.
Big you're in night. Bed.
Uh-huh.
You got Lord of the Rings on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
and
yeah.
That's when you're feeling tired.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a COVID symptom. Yeah. You should talk to your doctor about that. I think you might be getting long COVID.
Yeah, call up Dr. Scrappy.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
So sorry about that, dude. Yeah, it looks like you got long COVID.
Long COVID, is that what happens when Rod had COVID and he starts is that long COVID?
I'm not gonna interrupt you, so it's just you can
no he's gonna get it
yeah you'll get it just everyone be quiet
long COVID quick. Is that what was that Rod's nickname when from when he had COVID and he tells a story?
Right, yeah. I don't think so. I don't know if that's the I don't know why that's named that.
Long COVID is just when some people just are still sick from COVID. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you do now? What's your day like now?
Well, I'm on I'm just like I guess Lord of the Rings, play guitar. Me and you talk on the phone because we work stuff, play piano. Play Batman. I got a new video. I gotta get a new
that's COVID.
I gotta get a new video game or something to play. It's gotta have some IP going on in there. It's Batman, Spider-Man, something like that.
Yeah. You beat Spider-Man, you beat Batman.
Oh yeah. And I really wish this Gotham Knight game came out, but that ain't happening. So
what about the Avengers?
I don't like those fuckers.
Okay.
I bet if you played that, you would have a time of your life.
Nah, I don't want to fuck with that. I want Batman and Robin. I want my two number one guys.
Who else is there? There's got to be something else. What about Ratchet and Clank? Or is that?
Yes. He would love that.
Batman and Robin?
No.
Ratchet and Clank. It's a different video game, but it's fun, and it's like a video game IP. I don't think they have a movie, or if they do, it's not very good.
I just don't feel like if I was interested in that, I would have heard of it by now. And I've never.
What about the Godfather video game or Reservoir Dogs video game? Does this spike your interest?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What about Grand Theft Auto? People love that.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like those kinds of games.
Right.
I like games where it's like Batman and the gang, and they gotta get back Catwoman's loot from Two-Face.
I know that's the type of game you like, but I think you might like a Ratchet and Clank. It's kind of like a platformer game, and you get guns and stuff. They're very fun games.
Well, how does Penguin play into all this?
Penguin isn't in it, but they usually do have a fun voice cast.
Okay, what about Nightwing?
Nightwing's he pull out also, his boomsticks? No, he's not in it.
What's Nightwing? Is that the duck?
No, Nightwing is when Robin grows up.
No, I think that's the duck.
Darkwing Duck.
I think Nightwing's the duck.
So Nightwing never pulls out his boom boom sticks?
No, he doesn't.
Well, boom boom sick? Does he work on set?
Yeah, he's got to get, you got to get the audio.
I'll find a fucking, maybe I'll just play Batman Arkham Origins or something.
Hey, what's going on with this strike? What's the thing here?
So you know how crew always has to work 48 billion hour? I just on any movie set as an actor, yeah, too, usually.
The movie has to get made one way or another. Am I right, gang?
Crews are basically fighting for I think at least at maximum of 12-hour day.
Do you think they get tired after the 12 hours?
Yeah, because their job actually doesn't end for another 6 hours after.
I think the problem is
a couple hours after
they might have COVID.
Yeah, they probably. I think because they get so tired, they have COVID. I think you're right. So they're just saying, yeah, guess what? We would prefer not to. We would do our jobs better if we didn't have to work such long hours. And nobody can argue with that.
Right. Well, except for the people making the movie going, I want to make this movie in 2 days because it saves Papa money.
That's true.
Yeah, you do have to think about how much money you're saving the people making the movie.
Also, people that don't, if you're sorry for everyone who's not in Hollywood, you call Papa is the director. And that's how you say Papa and he pays for the movie.
Right.
So when you work long hours, so you can save Papa money.
And typically on a set, the actors work 12 hours. The actors and the other, the director and cinematographer. And then all the other crew, they work usually 14 to 16 hour days.
Yeah, they probably have to start before anybody else gets there, then leave after everyone is done.
Right.
And it sucks for them.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's pretty rare that I ever work on a set that has a crew nowadays. And as Netflix and all these places have sort of killed the film industry in a lot of ways. So now there's not as much movies money to make things. So you have to shoot things in a really condensed amount of time, which makes these days really crazy and long. Everything boils down to all these fucking streamers killing everything.
Yeah. Which is, I think Rod is the.
And he is a streamer, really, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a streamer.
Yeah. I stream on Twitch. If anybody wants to watch, go to Twitch.
So he's ruining he's ruining movie industry. He's ruining Wits 10 days because sprinkling COVID on him while he's sleeping.
Rod's a scab.
Yeah.
When I do a Twitch stream, I usually have the crew come in and they set up for about 7 or 8 hours. I do 2 hours and they got to break down.
Yeah.
That's kind.
And that's going to take them about 3 to 4 hours. So
you like to break down early because it takes you a while to get to Nobu and Malibu.
Yeah. 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 I gotta get out early because I gotta get to Nobu.
Yeah.
Rod, what is your longest Twitch?
I've done like 12 hour streams. That's probably it.
Maybe now's the time for me to get into Twitch, huh, guys?
Oh, wait, I remember that 12 hour stream. You were reading off all your porn subscriptions.
Yeah, that was the famous me reading off my porn subscription stream.
And it just so happened to take you 12 hours.
Yeah.
Clay, do you remember when we first moved to LA and we had a roommate who moved in a little bit after we did? Who he was like, finally, get to live with the guys. And he took out his Playboy magazines and put them on the coffee table. And we were like, what? And he goes, just me and the fellas finally get to present these puppies to the world.
Oh, yeah.
And he like put them on the coffee table and we were like, we don't know about that.
Yeah.
We think we might have friends over or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I remember when he did that, you were like, oh, okay, cool. It's a little weird, but hey, I actually got to use the restroom real quick. Can you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you jerked off with the door open.
I forgot to close the door.
Yeah,
you jerked off. I remember doing that as kids. We found some porn and we would be like, man, you know what I feel like doing with this porn? Going into the middle of the woods by myself and just looking at it. My buddies would be like, yeah, you do that and then I'll take a turn after you looking at it.
Yeah,
cool. And then I felt extreme guilt in the middle of the day one day, and I went
because you filled the forest with mud.
Yeah, with my white mud.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot of guilt, and I went and found the porn, and I burned it.
Yeah,
wit.
Well, I know Rod's mad, and he wasn't even there.
You ruined everybody's good time.
Yeah,
it's rude to all your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Thomas. Josh.
You're Thomas.
I had a friend first name Thomas. Yeah, Thomas, yeah. Good guy, that Thomas.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it, gang. I guess that's the podcast. This is just a little update on why we're not together. You don't have to think of this as a real episode. We just want to, you know, just let you know that Rod did give Whit COVID because Rod was angry at him.
From a place of rage.
Because he knew about the burning porn. This is a story that was told before.
Whit told me this story just a couple days before you got COVID, and it's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also said, where was that forest that you hid your white mud? And
did you hide it?
And I said, I burned the porn, and you go, what? And then you started messing with this bag of stuff. And I was like, what's that? And you said, you'll see. You'll find out. A little sandwich bag.
And then he put a little like nightcap on you and it was softly threw you on the bed.
Yeah. He gave me some nighttime sleepy time tea.
Yeah.
Some right, nighttime gang. Sleepy time.
All right, gang. Well, that's the pod. We'll see you next week with a normal episode. Once Rod stops giving Whit COVID. So, all right. Bye, gang.
Bye, gang.